Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? People, I am so pumped today because I've got an awesome guest. This dude has made millions, and I do mean millions, using Facebook, and he's from Australia. So we're sitting here in two completely different time zones, and his name is Ben Simkin. And Ben, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. This fine Thursday morning in Australia. So it's Wednesday night for you, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So it's Wednesday night, and it's starting to get dark here and everything else. So how did you go? Let's get your backstory. How did you go from being a IT professional to somebody who's made, and we're talking tens of millions of dollars for yourself and other people on Facebook? How did that transition happen?
That's really, I think, is a very strange journey, which I'll share with you. And I think that, you know, going through the journey that I went through really, I think, gave me new perspectives that other people might not have otherwise got. I'll give you a bit of a rundown. I got my first computer when I was 13 years old, and I came from a relatively poor family. So eventually I was able to get a 486 computer when I was 13 years old, and I got right into it. I started doing computer programming, making video games, fixing computers, things like that. So when I left school, my natural kind of progression was to start my own IT company, which I did when I was 20 years old. And I just started off on my own, and then I figured out that, you know, I could get some staff, and I grew that business quite large eventually. It took me a long time to do, because I didn't know anything about marketing. All I knew was how to fix computers. That's pretty much my skill set. So that's all I knew. I didn't know anything about marketing or business or anything else like that. So I made a lot of mistakes, obviously, and eventually figured out how to do that. But, you know, how I got into online marketing is really strange, because one of my IT clients, he came to me and he said, you know, I've heard this, you know, internet stuff's going off. I heard that, you know, if you can get a website and you can do, you know, online marketing, you can get clients. So I never did any marketing or online marketing before that. I didn't know, I didn't even know what a landing page was. I didn't know what PPC was. I didn't know anything about marketing at all. And he said, oh, can you help me do this online marketing stuff? And I said, yeah, you know, I'll give it a shot. So I said yes, and then I went away and I tried to figure out, you know, well, how do we do this? Because obviously I didn't know what I was doing. I figured out eventually that you could rent these email lists for I forget how much it was now, but you could rent these lists of about 10,000 people and send an email out to them as an offer. So I did that, and then I found his he was running this newspaper ad, which he'd run in the newspaper since 1980. And so what I did was I scanned this newspaper ad that he was running, and I scanned it into the computer, and I sent that ad. I didn't change any of it. I just scanned it in and sent it out to this list of 10,000 people. And in about 2 to 3 months, all these clients came in. You know, over a period of about 90 days, clients came in, and he made about $3 million just from that one email. And that made me sit up and take notice, because I was doing this IT stuff. I was maybe, you know, I was doing okay, but I definitely wasn't making millions of dollars at that point. And it made me sit up and realize how lucrative this stuff is. So then I had to go, and I went online and bought, you know, thousands of dollars worth of books to find out what this online marketing stuff is. You know, I learned what a landing page was. I learned what, you know, what PPC was, and that really started the journey for me.
Very cool. So one of the coolest things about the internet, and this is something that's happened to me, is I've met people at conferences from all over the world. And we've become friends. I mean, I've got friends in Curacao, in England, in Australia that I've met face to face. And we still talk all the time, wishing each other happy birthday and all this other stuff. And that's one of the most amazing things about, you know, the internet and Facebook and stuff like that. So my first question for you that I really want to dig into is, who needs to be marketing on Facebook? And the ultimate question is why?
That's a good question. And, you know, the answer really is everybody needs to be on Facebook. They might not necessarily need to go to the extents where, you know, I've got clients who are spending $10,000 a day on Facebook ads and really going really, really into it. You may not need to go to that extent, but you definitely need to have some sort of at least a base level of presence on there to be able to interact with your clients and future clients, to be able to provide value, to be able to help, you know, people. If I am a customer and I'm looking at the different options for a product I want to buy, let's say I wanted to join a local gym, and there's probably about 7 gyms in my area. Now I'm going to go through and I'm going to, as we all do, we look at all the options and we compare them. Now, basically, at a base level, the person with the more information online is usually going to be the winner. So to have some sort of baseline level of presence on Facebook or even marketing in general is really important. You know, from a point of view where if you look at it on a kind of a trajectory of, say, you know, the next 10, 15, 20 years, if you can incrementally increase your client base, say, by 15% per year, and your competitor who is not on Facebook is only sort of maintaining his client base, he's not growing, maybe he's getting 1 or 2 new ones a year, over time, that will erode his market share. And when you get more clients and more profit, what ends up happening is you can get an unfair advantage because you have more profit, you can start doing more innovation, you can start doing better offers, you can start doing and really dominating the marketplace. Obviously, it's not going to happen overnight, but the longer you leave it, the more damage you're going to do to your business long term, and your wealth essentially is going to take a big hit.
Yeah, great point. So, from a small business, local business, internet marketing business, what do people need to know about using Facebook for their business that maybe somebody else hasn't told them?
I find a lot of people, especially in the internet marketing world, that I kind of just been discovering over the last few years. You know, I remember I came from a more of a business, you know, kind of a role. I wasn't on the warrior forums and all these kinds of things that I've recently heard about. I find from that kind of angle, not that there's anything, you know, really wrong with that, but I think that coming from the wrong kind of origin, you can start to focus on the wrong things. You can start to focus on, you know, cost per clicks, or make sure you've got a red border around your image when you do an ad and all these kinds of tactical things. But, you know, really at the end of the day, marketing really just comes down to being able to put yourself in your client's shoes. You know, if you were your client, what would you want to see? How would you want to be treated? If you were to research your company, what kinds of information would they want to know about you and all these other kinds of things? So try to put yourself in the client's shoes. I know that's not like, you know, hey, if you put a red border around your image, you're going to get, you know, $1 million gazillion kind of a thing. But it really is. I find the biggest impact, you know, when we do a campaign that's doing $10 million a year or $15 million a year, it comes back down to that very single point. Put ourselves in the client's shoes and be able to understand what's going on in their mind, and then we can start to create marketing that's going to really tap into their psyche. And I think that is the biggest, most important place to start.
That's huge. And then I talk a lot about that, and so have a lot of my guests, about understanding your ideal client, what they want, what they need, you know, where are they at, so that you can meet them there. Great stuff. So let me ask you this question. What are the most common mistakes that you see people who have not used your service? And I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just saying, you know, what have you seen people do that you consider to be the biggest mistakes in trying to market on Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, that is a good question. I mean, I don't want to deter people But you know, I find there's a lot of mistakes that people make. Not there's not just one, you know, or two or three. There's maybe a long list of basically cascading mistakes that they make. But on that flip side, I don't want to just deter people to not start using Facebook marketing. I think using Facebook marketing the wrong way is probably better than doing nothing at all. So I don't want to say, you know, don't do it, but I think you should definitely do it even if you're doing the wrong way, at least initially, and then obviously find somebody who can help you, who's done. I mean, I've been doing Facebook ads since the very first day of when it was released. So, you know, if you think about that from an experience point of view, I've made more mistakes than you ever will in your life because I've put millions of dollars through Facebook ads. I've lost a lot of money through Facebook ads. The mistakes that you make, I've probably made about 4,000 times more. So I know a lot more about what not to do just from failing over and over again. So you've got to find somebody who's failed a lot of times to get the, you know, to find out what to do. But in terms of, you know, what is the biggest mistake? You know, the biggest mistake, it just comes back to that first thing. You know, if you don't understand your customer, and if you sit down and you go into your power editor or your ad manager and you haven't sat down for 3 hours to think about your customer, and you sat down and started creating an ad and a landing page, you're already down the wrong path before you even start. So you know, even myself, I spend about 3, 4 hours when I'm sitting down with a new company that I'm either investing in or a new client that I'm taking on board, and I really think about and really get into the heads of my customer before I even sit down to write, you know, the ad or the landing page or anything like that. So that's probably the biggest mistake, absolutely.
That's awesome stuff, dude. And yeah, understanding your customer is always key in any kind of advertising. And I guess the next question is probably going to be the toughest one I'm going to ask you is what does Facebook not want people to know about how their system works?
That is a really good question. I'm not sure there's anything they don't want you to know. I tend to find that Facebook is quite transparent around how they work, and they really want marketers to really understand from their point of view and their philosophy. From a philosophical point of view, they want you to understand that they're, you know, if you're a user on Facebook, you know, you've got your timeline, you hang out, you talk to your friends, you chat to your friends, and you like photos and stuff like that. A lot of people think, hey, if I'm a user on Facebook, I'm the customer. But that's really not the case. If you're a user on Facebook, you're actually the product. You're the product that they're selling to advertisers to make money. So if you think about that from that angle, what you really have to know as an advertiser is you have to always make sure that you're doing the right thing by these users, because at the end of the day, if you're an advertiser that's harming the product, you know, imagine if you took a baseball bat to a whole fridge load of sodas and Coke and Pepsi and all that, you know, the store owner would kick you out immediately. So the last thing Facebook wants you to do is cause any harm to their product, because if they do that, then the product will click, you know, disable, delete my account, and they'll walk out the door, and their product goes off. And so they don't want to destroy that because that is their value. So if you think about how do I still, you know, make money, how do I still sell my product, but in a way that's serving the product or the user and keeping them happy. And that's really all Facebook wants you to do. They want you to play by those rules, because at the end of the day, they care more about their product, which is the user, than they do the advertiser, because they can get more advertisers any day of the week. But what they can't do really easily is get more of the product. That is their golden asset.
No, absolutely. And people like my wife who rely on Facebook, I mean, her relationships are built on there. She's got a whole bunch of friends and do things. That's really kind of the cornerstone of what I think, you know, most people don't understand is people go on Facebook because they want to build relationships. They want to have fun. They want to engage with people. And the whole advertising thing is kind of like a, you know, it's a niche that is a little touch and go. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it definitely is. You want to, you know, from an advertiser's point of view, you've got to be really, and I mean, it just comes down to approaching it philosophically. I think, you know, I've always been big on, you know, whenever I'm approaching some sort of challenge or something I want to achieve in life, a goal, I always want to not think about it tactically. I always want to think about it philosophically, and I think that really maximizes the results you get in life from a philosophical point of view. You know, what? How do I approach this? How do I get people paying me $1 million a year for this or for that? Or, you know, how do I get 1,000 people to buy my product? From a philosophical point of view, if I'm solving their problem first and then asking them to buy my product, then they're gonna go. Not only are they going to be happy, but then they're also going to give you money as well. And that's really what it is. If you can keep them happy, then you're not going to have any problems with, you know, Facebook shutting you down and those kinds of issues that a lot of people are facing these days.
Outstanding tips. And it's really all about solving people's problems, solving people's needs, and then hitting them up with solutions. So if you can at least get to that point where people understand they have a problem and you discuss it with them and you help them and then you give them something else, I mean, that's a huge bonus, right?
Absolutely. You can't lose with that method.
Fabulous. So Ben, you've got a system that's going to help people better understand how to use Facebook. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I obviously do this for myself and for my clients. You know, evolving on from 10 years ago when I just was doing it for clients and doing it on a performance basis and getting royalties, I've moved on since then. Most of the stuff that I do now, I'm investing in companies and I'm using Facebook and other online strategies to grow them and really grow my wealth through equity, equity plays like that. That's what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. However, what I'm doing is on the side is I've got this Facebook group mastermind program where I am helping people who, you know, are not at that level, who can't afford to pay me 30 grand a month and things like that, who can learn it for themselves and be, it's an affordable way for them to learn it for themselves, but also get, you know, their hand held. So teaching them how to do it, but then when they get stuck, we're actually jumping in and helping them do it. Maybe they run an ad and maybe it's not working. We jump into their ad manager and fix it. Maybe they don't know what offer to come up with. We help them with that. So it's more like, hey, here's the journey. You can go on it yourself with our training program and our material. However, anytime you get stuck, we'll actually be in there helping you do it with you as well, hands-on. So I think it's quite a unique kind of approach that we've done. And we've got some massive results in the group already. We've got people who have grown their businesses by, you know, $10,000 a month, even up to $80,000 a month from this training program. So it's you know, I'm really happy with how it's going, because the reason why I'm happy is because, you know, me providing training and help only goes so much so far.
Mm-hmm.
Where the critical factor is the people who are in the program have to take action, because if they're not putting any effort into it, they won't get the results. So the reason why I'm over the moon about it is because we've got some really amazing members in there. It's not all about me and how good I am. It also has to come out to how good the members are at taking action as well. And that's why I'm over the moon, because we have some amazing people who are not just sitting on their, you know, resting on their laurels, as it were, and hoping that champagne will come out of the taps. So I'm really ecstatic about how that's all going.
Now, I agree with you 110%, because a lot of the masterminds and things really depend on the other people. And that's where the value of a group is where you get people that are willing to engage, to offer ideas and things like that. So that's fabulous. Hey, Ben, man, this has been incredible. A great way of looking at Facebook that I think a lot of people may not have looked at before. And so if people wanted to contact you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, I mean, you can hit me up on Facebook. Obviously, look me up on Ben Simkin. On my page. Otherwise, you can jump on my website, www.businessnet.com.au, and have a look at that. Sign up on my email list. All the stuff that we give out on that email list is all pure content. I don't sell anything through there. So have a look at that. And just hit me up either on Facebook or on the website, and I'm sure we'll reach out and have a chat.
Ben, this has been outstanding. I appreciate you. I appreciate your insights. I know my audience is going to like totally love everything that you said. So, man, thanks for joining us.
It's been really good. You've been asking some really good questions. I'm really appreciative that you've had me on this podcast.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.